We have a lot of fun things in store for this year. One thing is we're going to have a PNC misting tent to make sure that everyone has a place to cool off.
Great idea.
Exactly. And we'll also have something for the kids this year. We're going to have Bluegrass for Babies come and do some children's activities focused on health. So those are the two big things that are new this year, as well as having more vendors. That's always important to reach out to more restaurants.
This event is about more than just food. You've got a host of local vendors and some great music in store as well.
Exactly. Our headliner this year is going to be Sunny Night and the Lakers. And another big band is also going to be, it's called the Whiskey Gentry. So we're very excited. And we also have a slew of Cincinnati bands to help fill out the day.
The event benefits Tender Mercies. Tell me a little bit about what your organization does.
Our organization, Tender Mercies, was founded in 1985. And our mission is to transform the lives of homeless adults with mental illness by providing security, dignity, and community in a place they call home. And what we do is we have about six buildings in Over the Rhine, and we provide a safe home for homeless adults with mental illness by helping them get what they need in the community.
Why is it important to address the issues of mental illness and homelessness together?
Very good question. These two go hand in hand for a number of people in our city. Some people become homeless and then develop a mental illness, or it could be the other way around. And so we find that a lot of people who are homeless also struggle with mental illness. So it's very important to address both so that the individuals do not become homeless again.
How many people are you able to help each year?
Each year, we help up to 250 individuals. At any one time, we can house 150 adults in our six buildings.
What will you do with the proceeds from this event?
We plan to continue our life-changing work by providing our residents with activities like going to Reds games, things that they would never be able to afford on their own because a majority of them do not have income, and other things like making sure that every resident has a mattress when they arrive here, and other things like making sure we help them get a job and make sure that they get any medical treatment that's necessary.
And something as simple as going to a Reds game can really help instill the confidence and the self-worth a person needs.
Exactly.
You can find out how to get more information about Tender Mercies and Taste of Over the Rhine on our website at wnku.org under local news. Jackie Baumgartner, thank you.
Thank you so much.